love, and title matches in the air on Raw. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, April 18th, 2022. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. That's Indie with a Y.
WWE.
A pair of title matches are being promoted for tonight's Raw. Finn Balor will defend the United States Championship against the freshly truncated Theory. Plus, after a week's delay, we are finally set to see Naomi and Sasha Banks defend the women's tag titles against Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley. Also set for tonight's show, a double wedding. 24/7 champion Dana Brooke and Reggie, and Akira Tozawa and Tamina, our truth will officiate. Plus, Kevin Owens administers a lie detector test to Ezekiel to determine if he really is Elias's brother.
AEW.
There's a new TNT champion. Sammy Guevara won the title for the third time in his career, dethroning Scorpio Sky during AEW's Battle of the Belts 2 show on Saturday night. Guevara finished Sky with a low blow and the GTH. Thunder Rosa beat Nyla Rose to retain the AEW Women's title, and Jonathan Gresham held on to the Ring of Honor World Championship with a win over Dalton Castle. After the match, Jay Lethal, Sanjay Dutt, and Satnam Singh attacked Gresham, Castle, The Boys, and Lee Moriarty, who tried to come to the rescue. Samoa Joe had a little more luck. He finally showed up with a lead pipe, and that was enough to chase off the bad guys. Gresham had to pull out of Progress shows in London over the weekend due to injury. He's already being promoted for a Progress show next month. One more Ring of Honor note, it appears this past weekend's ROH TV was the last episode to air on Sinclair Broadcasting Group stations.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's Windy City Riot on Saturday night in Chicago, and Jon Moxley beat Will Ospreay in the main event. After the match, Moxley challenged Hiroshi Tanahashi to a match at the Capital Collision Show in Washington, D.C. on May 14th. The rest of the United Empire beat Bullet Club in a 10-man tag. Chris Bay took the pin. Tomohiro Ishii beat Minoru Suzuki. After the match, Eddie Kingston challenged Ishii to a match in D.C. Brody King, David Finlay, and Juice Robinson beat Bad Dude Tito, Jonah, and Shane Haste. Finlay pinned Jonah. Jay White beat Shota Umino, who answered the USFJ Open Challenge. Filthy Tom Lawler beat Yuji Nagata. And AEW's The Factory beat Clark Connors, Carl Fredericks, and Yuya Uemura. QT Marshall pinned Uemura. New Japan apologized for issues with the live stream of the show on Fight TV. The archived file of the event is said to be fixed. Back in Japan, the Golden Fight Series Tour kicks off Monday. The semifinals are set in Stardom's Cinderella Tournament. It'll be Mirai versus Natsupoi and Koguma versus Saya Aida on April 29th. The final will follow later in that same show. After a four-month hiatus, Konami is set to return to Stardom next month. And finally, Bret Hart will manage FTR when they face the team of Brian Pillman Jr. and Brock Anderson, managed by Arn Anderson, at a show for the independent Big Time Wrestling promotion coming up in June. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, April 18th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. You can also support us by checking out our Patreon page. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at SorgatronMedia.com.